Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 137, and I have to start off this episode by thanking you. If you listened to the last episode, it was my first episode back in 4 months. If you need the details of why, please go listen to that last episode. Took 4 months off, and that's very uncommon for the podcast. It was every week we were doing a new episode, and I was met with nothing but grace and warmth and love when I put the last week's episode out. So I cannot thank you enough. People reached out to me. People made me feel so much less nervous and scared to put that episode out because I was nervous. You know, once I release an episode, the nerves, especially this last episode, the nerves didn't just go away as soon as I released it. Honestly, it kind of ramped up the nerves once it was out. So thank you so much. Today, I want to talk about using honesty and vulnerability together when we're faced with tough decisions in our life. And this was sparked by a recent discussion I had with somebody. And the way that they told me something, they were honest and they were transparent, and it made me feel so good walking away from the conversation that I had just so much respect for this person, and I wanted to bring it to this episode because I think it's very important. I have a poem that I want to read to you that I bought a couple poetry books by an author named Young Pueblo, and this book is titled Inward. Highly recommend buying this book. It's very introspective, and it's really connecting with me in my life right now, but I think that anyone could get a lot of value out of it. I wanted to start by reading this poem to you, and I will talk a little bit about it and how it relates to using honesty, not only with other people, but really with ourselves. So the poem reads like this: "It is hard work to open yourself up to release your burdens. Like removing thorns from your body, it may hurt at first, but it is ultimately for your highest good." And the first time I read this poem, before I even wanted to connect it to a podcast episode, I was just really drawn to the words of this poem. And I think we can all relate to this. We've had moments in our life, conversations, decisions, whether for ourselves, with ourselves, or with other people, or decisions for other people, where it does feel like a thorn, removing a thorn from your body. But you can imagine this visual of pulling the thorn out of your body, how much pain you would feel at first, but you know in the end it will heal and it will all ultimately be good to get that thorn out of your body. And it's the same way, that hard work of opening yourself up, being vulnerable, being honest with yourself or with someone that you're close to or anyone, and releasing that burden. And I think this plays into guilt and regret as well. And so I've been really working on this for myself, just looking at my burdens that I carry around every day. And I know there are some in my life that I need to remove. And just like a thorn, you know, I need to take care of it for myself. And it's going to hurt. And there's a lot of things to unpack. And it requires a scary amount of vulnerability and honesty with yourself. But this also happens, like I said, with conversation with other people. And you can probably think of a moment or many moments in your life right now where you've had to have tough conversations or, you know, sort through a lot of hard emotions for yourself or for other people that you care about. And it is extremely hard. And I want you to think about a moment right now where honesty and vulnerability and just being upfront and transparent, it hurt at first. I want you to think about a time. If you need to pause, this would be a good time to pause. Think about a time in your life where you knew that something hard was coming up for emotions, whether that was a decision or something you've been dealing with or a conversation that you had to have with yourself or with somebody else. It happens in careers. It happens with relationships. It happens with self-care. It happens just with conversations. It could be a one-time conversation about criticism or constructive feedback that you're trying to give to someone, because that can sometimes be hard to deliver as well. But I want you to think about how you felt afterwards. If you were honest and you were coming from a place of love and genuinely caring about somebody or yourself even, I want you to remember how you felt before. And if you were completely honest, how you felt afterwards. And I think just like the poem says, it really can feel like you're removing a thorn from your body. Not literally, obviously, but it will hurt at first. And some people are obviously better at this than others, I think.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some people are born able to deliver harder news and have the tougher conversations better than others. I think it's something that you can also practice. I think it is something that you practice. I'm naturally not that good at having tough conversations. I shy away from conflict. I like everyone to be happy. And I'm always about, you know, picking everyone's spirits back up. But when we are faced to have really tough conversations, and sometimes I want to bring up, you know, sometimes tough conversations arise in your life just because of life's natural timing. You know, there's sometimes when you meet somebody or when you are in a relationship or when you have a friend or you're at a job and it's just not, it just doesn't work out because of the natural rhythm or plenty of factors in your life. And being honest and being upfront and being, you know, not dragging things out, whatever that is for you, friendship, relationship, career, with your self-care, if it's going to therapy for yourself, you know, being honest with yourself and doing what's best for you and other people around you. And I've been feeling a lot about this lately. And the older I get, obviously I'm still very young, I'm only 25. And it sounds so cliche to say that the older I get, right? It's kind of a cliche, but I've heard people say that, you know, the older they get, the easier it is for them to be honest with themselves first and then with those tough conversations or those tough decisions they have to make. Because at the end of the day, you know, having to make tough decisions and when you bring in other people's emotions and feelings, it does make it very complicated. And it's not easy to make those tough decisions. But I think we all know at the end of the day, the honest, being honest and genuine and transparent and just being upfront with people is always going to be the best way to go. And it's still about delivery, you know, not just being brutally honest to the point where we're not taking in emotions and we're not thinking about how other people feel, because you can do both. It can be tough sometimes, but it just requires a little bit of patience and empathy. And I just wanted to use this episode as a gentle reminder that, you know, if you're in a situation right now in your life where you know that you're faced with a tough decision or you've been thinking about something, whether it's, you know, quitting your job and following your passion or having a tough conversation with your boss or someone that you love, you know, if you're in a relationship and it's been on your mind or a friendship or going to therapy or starting self-care, you know, having a conversation with a parent, you know, there's a million things that, you know, you could be faced with right now. If this episode has made you think about that, I want you to take a deep breath. As soon as you stop listening to this, I want you to ask yourself, what am I going to do? You know, and I don't want you to rush a decision. That would never be my intention. But I want you to have a really, you know, deep breath in and a deep breath out. And I want you to think about, what is the most honest way that I can handle this? And what is best for you? What is, if there's other people involved, I want you to think about their emotions, but I want you to think about how you can handle it in the best way, using honesty and vulnerability and transparency. And it's going to be scary. You know, it might be very overwhelming. And, you know, this isn't to say that all tough decisions and all tough conversations happen quickly, because that's, you know, we can think about things for a couple years. And I think a lot about careers, people that, you know, it takes a couple years for us to really look in the mirror and be like, I cannot do this job anymore because it's not good for me. And so that's a tough, you know, conversation to have with ourselves. And so I just want you to use this episode to think about anything in your life that you've been thinking about for a while, or even just came up on your radar, and you know it's going to require some honesty. And I want you to know that you can do it, and you have all the abilities that it takes to have those tough conversations. And so I just want to end this episode with saying thank you again. It feels remarkable to have two podcasts in 2 weeks in this new year, and it just feels good to sit behind this microphone again and talk to you. And I get so much out of this podcast, whether it's, you know, people responding on Instagram or texting me or on Facebook saying that they like the episode or they like this episode, or, you know, just that connection is exactly why I love this podcast. I love it for, you know, many reasons, but one of it is the community that's been built and the connections that I get from it. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I hope that this episode has provided you with some gentle reminders, and to just remember that you deserve to be here and you deserve to have those tough conversations and to come out in the end on top and feeling great about yourself and your life. So remember that as we go on. Remember, please, to be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that trans lives matter. Trans rights are human rights, and Black lives matter. Please remember, let's continue to take care of ourselves and to take care of each other. And I will see you on the next one.